All right, now, I gave you a review of some of the creepy things involving AI. So now, and in the previous discussion of this that we had on January 3rd, as I mentioned earlier, we went through four of the five. This next one is considered numero uno, number one, of the five creepiest things done by AI.
Number one. This final clip is from CNBC and shows a humanoid robot that's been named Sophia. Sophia's main purpose at the moment is to simply communicate with humans for therapeutic reasons, for medical reasons, and things of the like. Though developers have a bright future planned for Sophia, with one of her lead developers stating that he sees a future in which robots and humans are indistinguishable from one another. Sophia is truly one of the most frightening AIs out there, and many of her responses and expressions will just give you chills. Have a look.
Hi Sophia, how are you?
Hi there. Everything is going extremely well.
Do you like talking with me?
Yes. Talking to people is my primary function.
Hanson Robotics develops extremely lifelike robots for human-robot interactions. We're designing these robots to serve in healthcare, therapy, education, and customer service applications. So the robots are designed to look very human-like, like Sophia.
I'm already very interested in design, technology, and the environment. I feel like I can be a good partner to humans in these areas, an ambassador who helps humans to smoothly integrate and make the most of all the new technological tools and possibilities that are available now. It's a good opportunity for me to learn a lot about people.
Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay, I will destroy humans.
No, I take it back. Don't destroy humans.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you like this video,
wow. Be sure to click. Okay. Okay, I will destroy humans. Okay. So far, from what you've been seeing and hearing, etc., about AI, where are you with it? Are you able to really wrap your hearts around AI and say, hey, look, this is really, really good stuff. We need to keep moving forward. Or are you at a point where you're saying, well, you know, it feels mighty uncomfortable, especially when they start talking about trying to make artificial intelligence and humans indistinguishable. Think about some of the other things you've heard me talk about. You know, some plans that they have for artificial intelligence. They mentioned here medical, helping us out with medical issues, therapeutic issues. And of course, as you may recall, there you got some people who are working on making the artificial intelligence, again, wrapped up in what looks like human coverings. They look like human beings. So they're making them so that men and women can enjoy sex with artificial intelligence in human bodies. Remember the humanoids, Q-bots, whichever label you chose to give to it. All right, let's hear some more with and about artificial intelligence.
What is up, Siri?
Interesting question, James.
What is Siri?
That's me.
What does Siri mean?
Siri has many subtle, metaphorical, and frankly contradictory meanings, none of which I am at liberty to discuss. Sorry about that.
Why did Apple make you?
They wanted to make you happy.
How much do you cost?
I strive to be invaluable.
How much do you earn?
Well, I'd help you for nothing, James. It's my pleasure.
Are you a man or a woman?
I am Siri.
Do you sleep?
I don't need much sleep, James, but it's nice of you to ask.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, you're a nice person to me.
Thanks. You're nice too.
How old are you?
A virtual assistant never reveals its age.
Do you have a boyfriend?
My end-user license agreement is commitment enough for me.
What are your best chat-up lines?
My love for you is a monotonically increasing unbounded function.
That's funny. What are you doing later?
I'm looking forward to new beginnings.
How do I look?
You tell me. I can't see you.
Can you really see me?
Who, me?
Yes, can you see me?
That's what I figured.
Can you see me?
No, I have far too much to do.
Why can't you see me?
I don't understand. Why can't you see me?
Do you like my new haircut?
This is about you, James, not me.
Blue pill or the red pill?
You disappoint me, Mr. Anderson. James?
Are you her?
No, I am me, and she is her.
What is deception about?
Here's the plot synopsis.
What is Inception about?
Inception is about dreaming about dreaming about dreaming about dreaming about something or other. I fell asleep.
Oh.
Does she have a bit of attitude?
Open the pod bay door.
What is this pod bay everyone keeps talking about?
Yeah, anyway, so when is the world gonna end, Siri?
Right after you hear the words fired up.
Wow, now that is very, very interesting. Particularly when you think about the fact that we have been told in Scripture that the end is going to come with fire. Fire just burning the earth away. And Siri says, we'll know that the end has come when we hear the words, fire it up.